भगवान वासुदेव सप्तमी पिता पूत पितृवी सहते अनुरह दसाद से कुले जातो भगवान वही कुल पावन लवन सिंह देव से प्रहलाद महाराज ट्रांसलेशन श्रील प्रभुपाद The supreme personality of Godhead said, my dear Prahlad, O most pure, O great saintly person, your father has been purified along with 21 forefathers in your family. Because you were born in this family, the entire dynasty has been purified. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Trisaptabhi means 7 multiplied by 3. In one's family, one can count back 4 or 5 generations to one's great-grandfather or even one's great-grandfather's father. But since the Lord mentions 21 forefathers, this indicates that the benediction expands to other families also. Before the present family, in which one has taken birth, one must have been born in other families. Thus, when a Vaishnava takes birth in a family, by the grace of the Lord, he purifies not only that family, but also the families of his previous births. That the Prahlad Maharaj is great sadhu, great Vaishnava. Thereby, he has purified not only his father, but has purified 21 forefathers in his family. Because if one Vaishnava takes bath in one family, then the whole family, whole dynasty, and the dynasty has been purified. Most importantly, Trisaptabhi, 21 dynasties, generations, are purified by the birth of a Vaishnava like Prahlad Maharaj. So this benediction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead expands so much. This is the glory of a Vaishnava, great, elevated devotee of love. What is Vaishnava and what is his glory? How he purifies the whole dynasty. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada Maharaj says, before the present family in which one has taken birth, one must have been born in other families. Thus, when a Vaishnava takes birth in a family, by the grace of the Lord, he purifies not only that family, but also the families of his previous births. So, most important thing. Therefore, a Vaishnava is such a beloved personality of the Supreme Lord. Moreover, we also know that the Vaishnava, or a great devotee, is greater than the Lord. Krishna samya hoite hoy bada bhakta pada. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, natta paratra nanyat kinch dasti dhananjaya. There is nobody superior to me, he says to Arjuna. Is it true?
Yes.
True? It's not true. Yes, that's true. But it's also not true. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody is superior to him and nobody can be equal to him. That's all right. But that Krishna says, Aham Bhakto Paradhino, अस्वतंत्र साधुग्रस्त हृदय भक्ति भक्त जन किया अहम भक्त पराधीन आई एम सबॉर्डिनेट टू माई भक्त देर इज नोबडी सबॉर्डिनेट टू हिम ऑल आर सबॉर्डिनेट टू हिम ही इज नॉट सबॉर्डिनेट टू एनीबडी कृष्ण बट ही सेज अहम भक्त पराधीन आई एम सबॉर्डिनेट टू माई प्योर डिवोटी माई डियर डिवोटी यू सी साधु ग्रस्त हृदय भक्ति भक्त जन प्रिय दैट साधु That devotee has occupied my heart. My heart doesn't belong to me. It belongs to him. Do you understand? Sādhu vigastrādhar bhaktir bhakta sanatriya. I am so dear to my devotee. Bhagavan Nrisimhadev says this thing to Prahlāda Mahārāja. Sadam topi bodhasmi भक्तेन स्नेहरज्जुभिः तैर्वशो अजीत जीतो तैरोपि वशीकृतः नृसिंहदेव सेज दिस थिंग सदां कोऽपि बद्धोऽस्मि भक्तेन स्नेहरज्जुभिः दो आई एम नेवर लिबरेटेड एंड नेवर बाउंड अप सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड But I am bound up. How? Bhaktena snarajjuvi. Do you understand? I am bound up with the rope of love of Vaishnava, my devotee. He binds me with the rope of love. Though the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all powerful. Isn't it? All powerful. He can do and undo things. He can do whatever he likes. But he has no power to break this bondage. This bondage of law. You understand? He becomes powerless there. This is most interesting thing. You understand? Bhaktena snarajjivi. तैर्वशो जीतोपि अजीतो जीतो ही इज नोन एज अजीत अनकंकरेबल नोबडी कैन कंकर हिम द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड बट अजीतो जीतो दैट अनकंकरेबल लॉर्ड इज कंकर्ड बाय हिज डियर डिवोटी अजीतो जीतो डिवोटी इज ग्रेटर Isn't it? Now it is proved, devotee is great. Though Krishna says, Matta parapuram nānyāt kinti dasti dhanangaya, there is nobody superior. Now it is proved false. Bhakta samyo, Krishna samyo, haite hoi pada bhakta pada. Then stand. If you will become his dear devotee, then Krishna will make you greater. Then he give you the greater position. Then he, you understand? Many instances are there. We see also. How Lord Krishna washes the feet of Sudama Vipra, isn't it? Because he is very dear devotee. He washed his feet. And that water. This what feet is washing. Feet washing water, you see, sprinkled. You understand? And also Sudama Vipra was very poor. Very, very poor. But a great devotee. When he went to see Lord Krishna in Dwaraka, he asked his wife, How can I go empty-handed? Some presentation should be taken. What shall I take? They are nothing in their house, so poor. So his wife just brought some It's chida. Do you understand chida? Flat rice. Very, very old. Very old. Flat rice. From neighbor's house. Do you understand? Very old. Some bad odor was coming out of it. Do you understand? He just bound it in his tattered clothes and went to Dwaraka. At Dwaraka, Krishna is Dwarakadhis, king. You understand? Krishna is the supreme personality of God, Raja Rajeshwara. He's king of the kings, of the kings, of the kings. Great king. One cannot calculate or imagine his opulence, isn't it? Because it's Bharva. Unlimited opulence, yes. Isn't it? When Sudhavipra saw such opulence, he felt himself ashamed. He's so poor. And he had brought for Krishna some old chida. It's not good thing, nice thing. Again, he had bound it up, tattered clothes, and had put under his armpit here, hiding. You understand? When Krishna got news that his friend Sudama, his dear friend Sudama has come, he immediately told his doorkeeper, bring him here, immediately. So, they brought him there. Immediately, Krishna embraced him and made him seated on his own throne, Supreme Lord sits, and washed his feet. The queens, Rukmini, Satyavama, queens, they are looking. Oh, what is this? And Krishna sprinkles that water, all sprinkles. Then Krishna asked, oh friend, you must have brought something for me while you are coming from home. Krishna is antarjami, you see, who knows everything, who knows the heart. He has super soul in the heart. And Krishna could understand his friend Sudama had brought some presentation for him, but out of shame, he was not giving. He had put it under his armpit, you see. But Krishna snatched it out. So tattered cloths, so it all fell on the ground. Out of love, Krishna took one. Oh, this, what do you say, fist, handful. While just going to take another handful, Rukmini Devi just cut hold of his hand. This is enough. I have to serve him, and Lord me would serve him. Now Krishna is satisfied. The Lord must serve. You understand? Such is love. How dear devotee is so dear. Devotee is so dear to him. You understand? Na tathami priyatama ātma-yoni na saṅkaraha na ca saṅkarsana na śrīr naivātmā yathābhavāna. You see, Krishna says this thing to Uddhava. Uddhava, 11th canto, Bhāgavatam. Uddhava is a dear devotee. He says, you are so dear. There's nobody dear as you. Na tathāmi Priyatma Atma-juni, even Brahma Atma-juni is not so dear. Shankara, Shiva, Lord Shiva is not so dear. Even Balaram, Shankarsha, is not so dear as you. Even Sri Lakshmi, Lakshmi Devi, she is not so dear as you. Even I myself is not dear to me, as you are dear. You see, Ah, Vaishnava is their devotee, is dear. Krishna says. So when one becomes his devotee, Krishna makes him greater. Krishna Sanna is a hoy, Mada Bhakta Pada. Taking the example, let's say. Those impersonalists, my Bhadis, Brahma Bhadis, they want to become one with the Lord. They are fools. One cannot become one with Krishna, the Supreme Lord, or equal with him. He is supreme. But if someone becomes his devotee, Krishna makes him greater than him. So they are fools. They want to become one with the Lord. They should become devotees. Then Krishna can make them greater than him. That Krishna when came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he delivered those Mayavadis. You understand? He is so merciful. Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi, Mahaprabhu says. Mayavadi Bhasya Sunle Hoitarbunas. If you listen to Mayavadi Bhasya, then you will be doomed. Everything will be finished. Mayavadi is want to be one with the Lord. So that's, there is no bhakti at all. You understand? So bhakti bhruti is finished. So, Aishwarbhana, everything, you are done. So Mahaprabhu warns not to listen to Mahavadvasya. Listen to Vaishnavas. You understand? But Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Those Mahavadis, they are offenders. At the feet, lotus feet of Krishna, Supreme Lord. They cannot be delivered. They cannot be delivered. So Mahaprabhu showers his mercy on them. Unless Mahaprabhu showers his mercy on them, they cannot be delivered. Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He delivered the Mahabhadis, Prakashananda Saraswati, his followers, thousands of followers, Sarvam Bhadadharya, so many Mahabhadis. Were delivered with mercy of them. Otherwise, mercy of Srila Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, they wouldn't have then. You understand? Such is Vaishnava. All right, I'll speak something in Oriya. Then, whenever required, I can speak for English. Bhagavan, isn't it? This conditioned souls are ignorant fools. Maya parhuta jnana. Maya has taken away their jnana, knowledge. Isn't it? They are ignorant fools. They don't know what is really beneficial to them. You understand? So, the Vaishnavas, the devotees, they know it. They see that such and such person has got a human body, but he is not doing Krishna bhajan. He is very much distressed. He is really distressed, dukhi. The sadhus, Vaishnavas, see distress in this subject. Getting human body, if someone doesn't do Krishna bhajan, is real distress. Though apparently, he may be enjoying his life, eating, sleeping, mating, depending, nicely. But he is really distressed. He is not doing Krishna bhajan. So Vaishnava sadhu showers his mercy on him. You understand? Therefore, this instruction is there. The Vaishnava sadhu only thinks of the welfare of all living entities. How they can be delivered? So when a Vaishnava sadhu comes to this world, material world, which is dukkhalaya, isn't it? The place of misery. He doesn't want to leave this place. Prahlad Maharaj didn't want to leave. When Nrisingdev, Lord Nrisingh offered him liberation, I can give liberation, he said, I don't want to leave this place, the material world, though it is a place of misery. I see all the living entities there, here, are suffering and suffering and suffering, the threefold miseries, isn't it? I want to leave this world without delivering them, you see. This is Vaishnava's heart. You understand? But the so-called ordinary people or conditioned soul, they cannot understand a Vaishnava. If someone gives up the so-called samsara, you understand? Samsara?
Material.
Material relationships, you understand? And becomes vairagi. Renunciation. General people, conditioned souls, they think this person is a greatly distressed person because he has given up everything. What happiness has he in his life? Leading a very, very wretched life. Isn't it? Begging door to door. No. In their opinion, this vairagya or renunciation is a kind of disease. They think so. Do you understand? In their opinion, the sense gratification is only needed, is happiness. The renunciation, no sense gratification, is a kind of disease. So these people are diseased persons, vairagyas. Do you understand? They think so. A madman, you see, person is mad. When a madman sees a sane person who is not mad, he thinks that he is a very distressed person. Madman thinks. Do you understand? Similarly, a materially intoxicated person, a materialist, thinks these vairagis are very distressed. Do you understand? Those who are drunkards drink sura, madhyam. Why? You understand? They think the person, those who don't drink wine, are very, very unfortunate. When he drinks sura, and gets intoxicated, thinks that, I am king of heaven now! How unfortunate these people, not drinking this thing. Now I am king of heaven, you see, like that. How foolish these people are. So a Bhagavat, a devotee, should shower his mercy upon such people. They don't know what is the real distress, how they are distressed. They cannot understand it. When Haridas Thakur was beaten, the great Namacharya, great Bhagavata, He didn't curse those persons. Rather, he prayed to the Lord, please excuse these persons. They are so ignorant, fools. You understand? So merciful. Please inculcate Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness into them. Pray to Lord. So, they would never persecute a Haridas, a devotee of the Lord. Rather, he prayed like that. How merciful. His bidding still showers mercy. Nityananda Prabhu was bidden by Jagai and Madai, still showers mercy. Vaishnava. You understand? Vaishnava is so merciful. So, Prahlad Maharaj, therefore, didn't want to leave this material world, though it's miserable. Because he's thinking of delivering one and all here. In Gauranga Lila, Chaitanya Lila, we find Vasudeva Dutta is Prahlad. Mahaprabhu says, oh, you are Prahlad. Prahlad said this thing and you said this. Vasudeva Dutta said the same thing to Mahaprabhu. Please deliver one and all here. You are Patit Pavan. Oh, Prabhu, you are Patit Pavan. Huh? Do you know Patit Pavan? Yes. Or if you say, oh, these people are very, very sinful. Great sins. Cannot be delivered. All right, give all the sins to me. Let me stay here and suffer life after life after life after life. Please deliver. Who can say this thing? Only a Vaishnava says. Devotee says, like Allah. Vasudeva Dutta had said so. Samapra said, you are Prahlad. How merciful a Vaishnava is. You understand? And how great he is. Huh? You understand? He can deliver the whole world. Brahmanda Karita Sakti Dhare Jane Jane. You see, whole universe. He has such potency. That Vaishnava, like Prahlad Maharaj, has such potency. He can deliver the whole universe. So powerful. You understand? What is Vaishnava? That is true.
Jai Pati Pavana Shingabhuri. Jai.